Are you passionate about making a difference through design? Join us at the Human Centered Design Network's Circle, a new private community for changemakers just like you. Connect with like-minded professionals, gain exclusive rights to monthly learning opportunities, and lead the change in human-centered design. For more information, see thisishcd.com. Now, let's get back into that episode.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the Doing Design podcast on This Is HCD, hosted by all the world's best live design and innovation trainers at thisisdoing.com. The Doing Design podcast focuses on all the behind-the-scenes things related to actually doing innovation and design, such as design research, facilitation, prototyping, visualization, content design, and it's a great sounding board for industries like service design, UX content design, product management, and probably a few more in there as well. In this episode, you'll hear from myself, Jerry Scullion, and the head of coaching, Renatus Hugenrad, at This Is Doing. We speak about what coaching is and if it differs to mentoring, which very often you hear coaching and mentoring as being interchanged, what the benefits is and what it can bring to practitioners. Anyway, let's get stuck in. Renatus, how are things?
Great. How are things with you?
Not so bad. We're very, very busy at the moment, which is, it's always good to... good to have that problem. But, you know, we just launched the new coaching piece, thisisdoing.com, which it's been a joint effort between myself, yourself, and our wonderful friend Jakob Schneider. Give a big shout out to Jakob. Today, I guess we're going to speak a little bit more around coaching generally. How do you describe coaching if you were, say, you were out at a dinner party? Would you remember those things, by the way? Remember when we used to be like with people? How would you describe if you were on a dinner Zoom call?
Well, that's super great because, first of all, really excited that it's out there.
Yeah.
It's something that was missing, and I think it's a super important part of the work that we're doing and we're putting out there in the world for the people to experience, actually. Mm-hmm. At a dinner party, a lot of people understand, I mean, when you talk to people about coaching, they think of something. There's a lot of coaching happening around all kinds of stuff. And the way I see coaching in the context of the work that we're doing and the people we're working with, is really to get people to dare to take the steps they don't dare to take, moving further than they can maybe imagine, and maybe taking those hurdles that are in their way, identifying them, taking them, and moving on, I would say. So coaching is there to accompany individuals, sometimes mm-hmm. also teams, to understand. It's a little bit like design, you know? It's like, do some research, get some insights, start to imagine some ways forward, prototype them, and see what works for you. And our coaches are able to help you do that, actually, and be successful.
Okay. So for me, I've had what you've described there. Mm-hmm. As I have people who act as coaches for me, but they've probably been... I've been called coaches. They've helped me unlock my own potential.
Yeah.
They've been closer to mentors, maybe in some ways. So there's probably a difference or a nuance between coaching and mentoring. And we've discussed this before. And yeah. I'd like to get your thoughts on how you see coaching and mentoring. Do they work alongside each other, or are they different? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Again, there's probably different definitions or.
Yeah.
Viewpoints around this. The way I see this, and I think we see this within This Is Doing, is that it's hard to make a clear distinction.
Mm.
Often what happens is that when we accompany an individual, there might be moments of pure coaching. And when I say pure coaching, I mean where the coach acts as a person that accompanies, asks the right questions to make the coachee, as we say, think and to inspire action. But we don't share any knowledge, insights, or theory, practice, or something from the side of a coach. And mentoring is more that part, is that where the coach actually shares experience, shares knowledge, shares practice, in a sense that it's advice, basically, for the coachee to move forward. And that is a big difference. And in a coaching track, usually what happens is there might be a mix of this, or it might be mainly mentoring. So maybe the person needs information about tools, about specific ways to work with templates or parts in the process that need to be unlocked on a technical way. And other maybe more coaching, where it's around, okay, who am I? I am wanting to develop my career. I'm stuck within my organization. How do I move on? And how can I influence my environment in such a way that it's working for me?
Yeah. So coaching is kind of more looking inwards, is how I see that, like at the individual and the potential that we all have and how unique we all are as designers and change makers. Whereas mentorship is more outward facing as regards the output of that potential. Is that fair to say?
That's the way of doing that. And there's overlaps, of course. But in essence, it's this. Well, the important part is that the individual is not confined. There's always a context of ecosystems around them. And it's the interaction between them. But you're right. I mean, maybe it's a viewpoint from the inside and the outside that's valid here.
Yeah, and absolutely. So in my experience of working within organizations, there tends to be a little bit more of an appetite around, say, agile coaches, right? In terms of coaching, like, oh, I'm an agile coach. But I haven't really come across design coaches. And it's something that, you know, we all know what this is doing. It is likely to occur at some point. But what kind of value would, say, a designer get from a design coach?
Well, yes. I mean, it's a person that they're going to work with who has been there, who knows hands-on, I would say, the issues, the problems, real-world problems that they may live. This is also the lovely thing, I think, within this is doing, is that we have a panel of coaches with different expertise, experience that might be useful for certain individuals needing specific guidance around this. So yes, I think that's, I forgot the question actually now. So please.
No, I'm just saying agile coaches, it's always like, I think there's a business acceptance that, okay, well, we're introducing agile to the organization. And I don't mean to do that to any disservice to any agile coaches, because many of the ones that I've worked with are fantastic. But as regards the design leaders and heads of design kind of putting their hands up and going to the executive saying, hey, listen, look, I want to get a design coach in here. It's almost an admission, perhaps, that we're not doing it as well as we possibly could, like where there's a case there for a level of humility where that it doesn't exist within the introduction of an agile coach into an organization where it's like, okay, we don't know how to do these things. Yes. So there's a vulnerability required there from the organizational culture to accept this new role potentially. And I guess that's my perspective on how I see these things. Do you see this manifesting itself in the future for design coaches to coexist and work alongside agile coaches?
Absolutely. And I think there are, in some sense, of course, there's a lot of similarities. Agile coaches, they have, let's say, a recognized framework they work within, even language that's being used. So that makes it, I would say, maybe easier to sell internally, in some sense. Especially if there's a big agile, let's say, effort or tradition in an organization. Indeed, this type of coaching is slightly different, and it does build on the idea that an organization understands that the value lays within individuals. And when an individual is stuck, the organization gets stuck at some point. So helping individuals to develop themselves in a way that is conducive to probably better life. It sounds a bit this, a better life, better work, more fulfillment, we say as coaches as well, will allow the organization to grow and to build this space within the organization, in the culture, that puts the, let's say, the effort back into the people's hands and the ability for them to solve it.
Yeah. So one of the key things about an agile coach, as an example, and I keep going back to agile coach because it's it's accepted and like you meet people in within organizations. I'm an agile coach. Is they're very good with working with people. The really best agile coaches that I've worked with, they get working with, say, tribes of developers and designers, and they know that we're different in some ways. They know that everyone is different and unique in their own sense. What does a good coach look like in your mind? What should they be able to do in order to be effective?
A good coach, I think, is a coach who is able to put the attention totally towards the coachee, the person they're working with. Mm-hmm. As opposed, I mean, bad coaches are coaches who have their own agenda, who basically think that they know better and that they can tell the coachee what to do and to push them into a direction that might be actually detrimental to where the person needs to go, or even can break relationships or project in some senses. So a coach needs to be over-empathetic, I would say, this way. And empathy, of course, something that we see in the design a lot. And being able to be in their shoes completely, it's not about the coach themselves, it's about the other person. And it's about understanding the difficulty from the point of view of the coachee. Mm. And giving the seeds for success. And the little push in the back. I often see coaching, by the way, as like learning how to ride a bicycle. When you're little and you learn a bicycle, it's wobbly. It's not comfortable. But if you have a person walking beside you and holding your back and just pushing you slightly into a direction where you want to go because you're steering, that's what coaching is. It's side by side, slightly helping from the hand in the back, and then letting go as soon as possible. That's an important part as well. Mm. Coaches are there for a short moment in time.
Yeah.
And their aspiration is to make sure that you are autonomous in the way to work and find the right way to ride your bicycle.
Yeah, absolutely. So what does it look like? Because typically I'm seeing parallels with the world of therapy or psychology and stuff, when where it's you're on a longer program and it might be once a month, or in some cases it might be once a week. Typically, is there a sweet spot there for people to have as a framework? Is it an 8 week, a 12 week, a 10 week? What does it look like?
Yeah, that's a question we often get, and indeed, coaching is a kind of a commitment to yourself as an individual requesting coaching. Coaching doesn't, or like say the unlocking doesn't happen in a 1 hour conversation with a coach, even the best coach that exists. Since we are similar to design, we are having different phases, like research indeed, and so there it needs to be a bit of time to understand the problem, because often people come to coaches and say, well, I have this problem, but actually there's something underlying which is blocking them to actually see the reality. So a good coach is able to unveil that, I would say, with that person, and then find, let's say, better ways to dealing with whatever comes up in the future. So what we often say numbers here is at least 5 to 6, I would say, sessions of coaching to understand the problem, start getting some insights around this, and start wrestling a bit about this and with this, and design some ways of going forward and finding your way in this.
And take it from there. So like, any of the coaching that I've done in the past, what you said there is about trying to find the underlying problem.
Yes.
And you uncover the underlying problem after a couple of sessions. And some of them might not be them. It might be working within the organization and supporting the channels of communication and how they might approach those things with leadership to try and really tackle that, to make that problem go away or dissolve in some way. So it's not always with the individual. It's helping them unpack those things and being a confidant.
Yes, absolutely. And helping them see the environment, maybe through a different viewpoint, and telling them some bit of like honest truth around things is when a coach thinks that things is happening this way. Maybe, the coach, in an empathetic way, can say, I think you're totally wrong. Yeah. I think what you're seeing or what you're saying is not compatible with what you told me last time, or not compatible with other people say. So, hey, make up your mind. So this is also the role of the coach, is to push people a little bit into exploring elements or paths that are maybe a little bit more difficult to approach.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, on our website, and I don't mean for this to sound like an advertorial, we've got a 10-week schedule kind of laid out, like a framework of sorts.
Yeah.
And it's important to mention, I think, that it's not a cookie cutter process of like where you go through this and we end up creating the same type of outcomes every single time. We're not in the world of reproducing and creating a specific type of designer. It's about harnessing the individual potential. And I think that's really important to state in terms of our intent and our purpose at This Is Doing, that we don't want to do that. We want to try and harness you and make sure that the practitioner within is being grown, I guess. Is that fair to say?
Well, that's exactly it. It's about growing. It's about developing. It's about finding your path or your additional expertise, connecting the dots. All those things are useful. Just one little thing maybe to say is that we talk about 10 hours of a coaching track, which is like something that we see is useful for most people. And the 10 hours actually could be happening over a period of like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Depending on the need of the person. And there might be moments where for a month or a few weeks, nothing really happens because the person is on vacation or there's an overload of work, or all those things happen also. So life happens. But yeah, what we want to achieve is that the individual gets understanding of their own potential and are able to, how do you say this, have the guts to try things out and do things for a better life for themselves, a better career, maybe better teamwork, better results within a project. Yeah, a lot of those things are possible.
Renatus, this has been great. I'll throw a link to the new coaching program and coaching section on thisisdoing.com. If people want to reach out, you're the head of coaching. So we'll throw a link to you in the show notes as well. But if anyone's got any questions, feel free to hit me up as well. And thanks for your time, Renatus.
Thank you so much.
So there you have it. If you liked this episode, feel free to visit thisishcd.com, where you can access our back catalogue of over 100 episodes, with episodes related to service design, product management, design research, and much, much more. Now, if you're interested in design and innovation training, feel free to check out our business, thisisdoing.com, where you can join online classrooms and learn from the world's best design and innovation leaders. Join the This Is HCD newsletter, where you'll receive updates from the network. And also, if you're interested, apply to join the Slack community on thisishcd.com. Stay safe, and until next time, take care.